And there, as I learned, there were on the planet where the little prince lived, as on the planets, good plants and bad plants. In consequences, there were good seeds from good plants and bad seeds from the bad plants. But seeds are invisible, they sleep deep in the heart of the earth's darkness until someone among them is seized with the desire to awaken. Then this little seed will stretch itself, begin timidly at first to push a charming little sprig inoffensively upward toward the sun. If it is only a sprout of the radish or the sprig of a rose bush, one let it grow will ever it might wish, but when it is a bad plant, one must destroy it as soon as possible, the very first instant that one recognizes it. Now there were some terrible seeds on the planet that was the home of the little prince, and these were the seeds of the Baobab. The soil of that planet was infested with them. A baobab is something you will never be able to get rid of if you attend to it too late. It spreads over the entire planet. It bores clear through it with its roots. And if the planet is too small and the baobabs are too many, they'll split it in pieces. It's a question of discipline. It's a question of discipline, discipline. The little prince said to me later on, when you finish your own toilet in the morning, then it is time to attend to the toilet of your planet. Just so, with the greatest care, you must see to it that you pull up regularly on the baobabs at the very first moment when they can be distinguished from the rose bushes, which they resemble so closely in their earliest youth. It's very tedious work, the little prince added, but very easy. And one day he said to me, you ought to make a beautiful drawing so that children where you live can see exactly how old this is. That would be very useful to them if they were to trouble someday. Sometimes, he added, there is no harm in putting off a piece of work until another day, but when it's a matter of baobabs, that always means a catastrophe. I knew a planet that was inhabited by a lazy man. He neglected three little bushes. So, as the little prince described it to me, I've made a drawing of that planet. I do not most like to take the tone of a moralist, but the danger of the baobab is so little understood. So such considerable risk would be run by anyone who might get lost on an asteroid. That for once I am breaking through my reserve. Children, I say plainly, watch out for the baobabs.